Hey, is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yep, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
Whoa, I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Get our best deals on iPhone 15 Pro at T-Mobile.com. One-year upgrade requires Go 5G Next plan, financing new qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard, he's holding it down for us in New York City, and we got a lot to discuss because we've had a busy Monday night. Monday night football. The Raiders hold on to beat the Green Bay Packers 17-13. Major League Baseball playoffs, the division series, divisional round, I should say. Arizona, the Diamondbacks, they beat the Dodgers 4-2. Arizona takes a 2-0 series lead. Keep in mind, it's the best 3 out of 5. Dodgers got their backs up against the wall. And then earlier on in the evening, the Atlanta Braves, man, at home in Atlanta, Truist Park, Atlanta comes back to beat Philadelphia. The final score there, 5-2-4. It took an error. It took a 2-run home run by Dorneau. It took a 2-run home run by Austin Riley, but the Braves were able to come back, and damn it, they were being no hit into the sixth inning, and they still come out on top. And so Arizona takes a 2-0 series lead, and Atlanta, they're able to tie their series 1-1 against Philadelphia. We have talked about it all. If you want to give me a holler, it's simple, 855-212-4CBS. You can also find me, I'm online everywhere, at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to everybody at work, at home, on the roads, security, Uber, restaurants, bars, hospitals, airports, holding it down, and everything in between. You can always listen to this show all 4 hours on the free Audacy app. That's AUDACY. You can tune in on your local affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, you can just ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get through the games that took place tonight. Let's start off here with Monday Night Football before I get back to the phone lines. Look, there was nothing sexy about tonight's game between the Raiders and Green Bay. The Raiders only mustering 279 yards of offense. The Packers only mustering 285 yards. And it stunk, man. It did. Here's the losing side of it. That's the Packers. Jordan Love had three interceptions. And at one point at the end of the game, we're down to the 2-minute warning. The Raiders are trying to put 3 extra points up on the board. They got Carlson up there getting ready to kick it, trying to extend the lead to 20-13. But in the most Raiders-esque way possible, the Raiders gave the Packers a glimmer of hope, just a little bit of light. Daniel Carlson lines up to make the kick. What does he do? Listen, from the Packers Radio Network.
Here's the snap placement. The kick to the uprights. And it is off the right upright. No good. No good. Off the right upright. Carlson had the distance. It hit the right upright and bounded away. And on the doink, with 1:56 to go, the Packers get it back.
And so, The Packers have the ball back. Let's remember, this ain't Brett Favre. This is not Aaron Rodgers. This is a young Jordan Love still learning how to play. He's already thrown two interceptions to Robert Spillane. He's trying to throw the ball into the end zone and win the game. And what does Jordan Love do? Take a listen, Raiders Radio Network.
Taylor to the right of Love, two receivers each way. Shotgun snap, three-step drop, eyeing the middle, pressure up the middle. Love out of the pocket, throws downfield for the end zone, intercepted! Amik Robertson in the back corner, picks it off in front of Watson, and the Raiders defense just seals the victory here in Vegas.
Ouch. Green Bay falls to 2-3. Las Vegas improves to 2-3. Jordan Love, not having Aaron Jones out there still dealing with that hamstring issue, certainly didn't help. But Jordan Love spoke after the game, and he was asked about that interception that sealed the game, and this is what Jordan Love had to say.
Yeah, that play, once I kind of stepped up in the pocket, I just kind of saw Christian. I felt like he had the DB beat by a little bit. Thought we could make a play to go win it right there in the end zone. Kind of just underthrew it. Didn't get enough on it. Didn't get it out there enough. The DB made a good play.
Yeah, no play made. Not a positive one for them, at least. The Green Bay Packers are going to be moving into a bye. Their next game will be against a hapless Denver Broncos team, and that has to wait two Sundays from now on the 22nd. Meanwhile, the Raiders move on. They have an opportunity to, dare I say, end up on the positive side of 500. If you got to look at the Raiders' next few games, this upcoming Sunday, they take on those New England Patriots who have been outscored, 72-3 over the past 2 weeks? And then they got the Chicago Bears after that. Maybe Justin Fields will turn into a pumpkin by then, but they got some winnable games before they take on Detroit, and I think Detroit is going to handle the Raiders. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Jeremy calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey, brother. How are you?
Excellent. Go ahead.
I'm a new listener because I'm a Jays fan, and when I'm working late, I'm listening to the Jays, and then the game's over, and I just called your producer there and said, like, I noticed that now that Toronto's there, you're not getting the drunken Toronto fans calling in.
And it's still early. Give it time.
I think they're done. But, I was going to say, then he asked me what else we want to talk about, and I said, they're talking about Tom Brady and Belichick. Like, Andy Reid's better than Belichick. Like, what did Andy Reid win without Mahomes? Nothing, right?
Well, I mean, he had plenty of success. Well, the answer is yes. He had plenty of success.
Exactly, right? And then, I mean, like, you forget about, like, and here's the thing, like, there's the New England, right?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sheesh. What a representation of Toronto that guy was. What a great dude. Hey, Shep, what was he doing?
You know, this jerk blank calls up and says you don't have drunk calls from Toronto anymore because they're out of it in the Major League Baseball playoffs. And this guy takes the cake for drunk Toronto phone calls. That was disgraceful. I mean, to use that word three different times while you're speaking to JR. I mean, the disrespect and ignorance of that clown from Toronto. Please, get a life.
Did he know he was drunk?
That's like me calling you and saying, JR, I can't believe you had the worst callers in the history of your show, and I'm worse than any caller that was, on the phone lines with you. Like, you... If you're going to make a claim and say Toronto, is a certain level of communication and then you're right. the worst communicator, you just might as well stop talking for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
He's had a whatever he's been doing tonight. I don't want no part of it. Sounds like he's had a I don't want to even call it a rough night.
And by the way, Jerry, yeah. probably I know you're going to bring this up next. You probably never heard of him the way this guy was going. But how's Donovan McNabb doing post Andy Reid? Looked like a Hall of Famer with Andy Reid. Went to Washington. Went to Minnesota. Might as well have gone to Siberia. No one knew what happened to McNabb after his stint in Philly.
Well. Doing interviews now. What is he talking about?
Right. Exactly. He's always making a headline because he's, you know, throwing T.O. under the bus or doing something.
Let's not talk. Them two guys don't like each other.
Oh, listen. JR, I know you're a friend of T.O. We love T.O. on this show. Yeah. But the reality is the only time Darren McNabb is relevant is when he's actually talking about Terrell Owens these days.
I was going to say when Terrell Owens is throwing him under the bus.
Well, Donovan McNabb has had his revenge. He's certainly gone back and forth with him in the media.
I saw him talk about something. I don't even know what he was saying. Not Terrell Owens. He's always saying something.
You know what's funny? McNabb,
yeah.
he's got the most postseason wins for any quarterback who's not going to make the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
He's got the most postseason wins. You can largely attribute that to Andy Reid.
Yeah.
It's play calling.
Oh, Andy Reid is a great offensive play caller. And he'll tell you as well. And this goes to my point. He ain't stupid either. Like, everybody knows you need a player. You need a quarterback to go out there and win. But it's just not one guy. It's a collaborative effort. It's just everybody.
Or
you got to get down.
You have an 85 like Bears defense. That's the only and I don't know if you can do that anymore, JR.
No, you don't. You
can't
throw the ball.
Right, you can't. Because then people are going to come back at you and say, what about Brad Johnson? What about Trent Dilfer? What about a backup quarterback
over,
in Nick Foles?
Man.
Right, right.
Them days are over. That's why looking at some of these games now in the NFL, watching the New York Giants try to play football is painful because Daniel Jones gets the ball and he looks and he's like, crap. And he's like, I got to run it. And now the guy got a busted up neck. They say he got a bruised neck. Like, it's bad, man. If you can't throw the ball, you are done.
He took $160 million, and Giants didn't have a lot of money to spend elsewhere. On him here, JR.
You know, as he should, take the money. Yeah, $40 million, but damn. That guy is, the team in general is cooked. They ain't going nowhere because they can't throw the ball. It's bad. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Dom is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Dom?
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the radio. Go ahead.
I am sober, and no matter how miserable the Padres make me, I will never make a fool out of myself on live radio like that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Anyway,
go ahead.
Let me just say, I don't know what has to happen at this point for the LA Dodgers to stop choking in the playoffs. I mean, they're still alive. But it's the Diamondbacks, and they're young and hungry, but they're not nearly as talented as the Dodgers are. And, I mean, if they lose in the NLDS for the second straight year to a division rival, then I have no idea where they go from there.
Yeah, well, as you know, man, it's been tough going for them to win, even dating back to last year against the Padres. And so you got to feel good about this, right?
Yeah, I couldn't be happier. But I mean, as I said, they could win three in a row, and who knows what happens. But at this point,
on what they've looked like, the Dodgers tonight in losing 4-2 to the Diamondbacks, they went 2-for-12 with runners in scoring position. They left 13 guys on base here so far. It's not a good look.
Yeah, tell me about it. If the Padres could. That's what the Padres look like all year. If they could have turned that around maybe three or four games, it would be us beating up on them right now, not the D-backs.
And I wouldn't be all that optimistic. I mean, they got Lance Lynn coming up next, and he is basically like batting practice. So let's see what happens. I don't think they're going to win three in a row, Dom. I'd be surprised on that one, okay?
Yeah, I'll be rooting for Arizona either way, man.
Yeah, enjoy it. I mean, you Padres fan, enjoy it. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah, you have a good night, bro. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Hey, I'm going to take this opportunity. This is not me rubbing it in. I got to talk about it, right? We got the final call. And this is Bob Costas. You don't hear him a whole lot anymore, but this was on TBS. This is the final call. Arizona going over the Dodgers 4-2 to take a 2-0 series lead. Listen.
In the air to center field, Thomas almost in his tracks, tucks it away. And the Arizona Diamondbacks, who finished 16 games behind the Dodgers during the regular season, go into Milwaukee and win them both, sweeping the wild card series. Come into Dodger Stadium and come away with a two-game lead as they go back to Arizona in this best 3 out of 5.
It's the second time in their history that they've won 4 postseason games in a row. The last time, their World Series year in 2001. And teams that have won the first 2 games.
Yeah, that's some tough going, man. I thought the Diamondbacks were too young. I thought they were going to get smacked around. You see, exactly what's going on with the Orioles is what I thought would be the case here with Arizona. But this is why you go out there and play the games. I mean, there's no guarantees as to what's going to happen. And for right now, the Dodgers cannot score a run to save their lives. 855-212-4CBS. Alex is calling from San Diego. What's up, Alex?
Hey, JR, I'm calling from San Diego, and you know what that means, man. It's Raider Nation out here, baby. I'm telling you, there are more Raider fans out here in San Diego than probably anywhere else right now. But I got to tell you, dude, we are suffering through this season and through the Josh McDaniels era. JR, what do you think about Josh McDaniels as a head coach? Because I can hardly stand to watch any Raider game nowadays.
Well, for a guy who's supposed to go out there and be able to be a quarterback whisperer and help put up points, why can't the Raiders score more than 20 a game? Where's Hunter Renfro?
It is painful to watch. It's sad to watch. And, yeah, we're just hurting out here, man. But, honestly, I just wanted to also give a shout-out to you and your producer. You guys do a phenomenal job. Long-time listener, first-time caller. But, JR, can you tell me if my Raiders, I mean, do we have a legitimate chance to even make the playoffs this year? Because it seems like we've got a pretty good roster. We've got some good players, but the guy at the ship, or the captain of that ship right now, is just, I mean, I want to say so many things on the radio right now, but I don't want to get hung up on like that bozo from Toronto. What do you think, JR?
Oh, damn. Toronto getting a bad name tonight. Real bad. Do I think the Raiders have a chance to make the postseason? Everybody has a chance to make the postseason. But if I have to think about all of the teams that I think are better or above them, it's tough, man. I'm not putting the Raiders in the postseason. We're going to see Kansas City. We're going to see Miami. We're going to see some combination probably, I think more than likely, it might be the Ravens. I would never discount Cincinnati, even though they're still below 500. I think Cleveland has a better chance. It's tough. I mean, you got another wild card between whoever doesn't win the East, the AFC East, between Miami and Buffalo. Las Vegas has an uphill climb. They can't score 20 points a game, man. It's tough.
Yeah, it really is looking not good for my Raiders, man, I got to say.
And if you want to find an important game worth a damn for this season, just sit down and watch the Raiders take on the Patriots. And then you get to see Belichick and McDaniels and I don't know. That'll be the Raiders Super Bowl for the year, okay?
Hey, I'll take that, man. That's always a good one for us. But, yeah, thank you so much for taking the call, man. You guys do a great job. I'll keep listening.
No doubt, Alex. Thank you for calling from San Diego. Yeah, it's not – the Raiders stink. They stink. There ain't no other way I can put it. If the Raiders made the postseason, I go, oh, well, can we get them out of here? Hurry up and get it over with. Jacob is calling from Atlanta. What's up, Jacob? Hey, Jacob, you're live on the radio.
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. Please, go ahead.
Hey, Jay, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm out here in the woods, so it's always get bad service. But I was calling to talk about the matchup we got next with the Phillies in Philly. Do you think the Braves have a chance to take one of those two games in Philly?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, did you see what they did today? This is a team that went from being no hit to homering their way back into the series. Like, as long as they got power, and they got power all up and down the lineup, yeah, they got a chance, man, of course.
I'm just worried about we got Aaron Nola versus Bryce Elder, and Bryce Elder had a great first half of the season, but then the second half he just kind of fell off a lot. And wow. I know we're going to have to probably dig into the bullpen, and the Braves' bullpen isn't the top tier.
No, it's not. And I know Snicker talked about that, and this is what happens when you have young pitching, and then you have pitching who's been hurt and hasn't been healthy and hasn't pitched, and the Phillies have been on a run. I feel good about the Braves. I wouldn't be surprised if they still won the series, but it's not going to be easy, as you mentioned, with the pitching. And that's been a concern now for months. So I don't think anybody who's followed the Braves can be surprised about that fact, knowing about the performance of the bullpen and the injuries that the starting rotation has had to deal with, and how many more innings are you going to stretch out a Strider's arm. So, yeah, the bat's going to have to carry them. But we know a lot of times in the postseason, as we saw in one game tonight, relying on a home run can either be hit or it can be miss. And tonight, at least in the second part or the bottom third of the game, the Braves were able to go out there and they were able to hit. And Austin Riley coming through big. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And you know what? Let's hear that big home run from Austin Riley on the other side of the break. As the Braves, this was their largest comeback. They tied for their largest comeback in franchise history for the postseason. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First of all, one of the most well-rounded shows on sports talk radio. You have it. Don't change anything.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Before we went to break, we were talking about the Raiders and the Packers. We talked about the Diamondbacks beating the Dodgers 4-2 tonight, 2-0 series lead. And in the early game in the National League Division Series, or the divisional round, happened to be the Phillies and the Braves. The Braves coming back to beat the Phillies, the final score 5-4. The Atlanta Braves were being no-hit into the sixth. They were able to score on an error that made the game 4-1. The catcher, Travis d'Arnaud, he came through. He hit a two-run home run in the seventh. They were down 4-3. And then Austin Riley gave them the lead for good. You want to talk about the Braves and their 307 home runs this season, just hitting everything? This home run gave them the lead and tied the series. Take a listen from the Braves Radio Network.
Cast his eyes on the right-hander Hoffman, who comes set right at the belt. 3-2 pitch. And he hits a high fly ball, deep left field, back to the wall, and it's gone! Austin Riley hitting him where it hurts, and the Braves take the lead in the eighth.
Yeah, wild stuff. You start going, oh, they getting no hit in the postseason? You, oh, come on, y'all got to break out of it. And then they did. And so that series at least is tied 1-1. And it wouldn't surprise me if it went to five games. I would not be shocked at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Charles is here from Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, JR? You do a great job, by the way. I like the way you handle them nuts from Toronto.
Oh, my goodness. What's going? Listen, y'all going to have United States of America versus Toronto here, or at least Canada, man. We don't need that. We don't need
right.
that. What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, looking good for my Lions, and we're going into Tampa this week, and I believe we're going to go in there and get a win, just like I believe we're going to make a good deep run. Now, we know 49ers and the Eagles are the top two in the NFC.
Right.
But Detroit's got to be getting a little closer, getting a little warmer,
yeah,
don't you think?
They are. Absolutely. They are one of the best teams, I would say, in the NFL. They're definitely one of the best teams at the top of the NFC. And they have the benefit of beating up on everybody in the NFC North. I mean, for all the crap that Aaron Rodgers talked for years about beating up on everybody, well, now the Lions can go ahead and do it, man. And I really want to see what they do the rest of the season. The regular season, I'm not going to call it easy. The strength of their schedule has to be like one of the best schedules that we have here in the league. And the fact that they run the ball, they play defense. Aiden Hutchinson is playing like one of the best defenders in the game. It's fun to watch right now, man. And they haven't even mastered things on the offense. It's Jameson Williams going to pick things up over the next several weeks, and how do you integrate Jahmyr Gibbs? They going to be good, man. They're fun to watch already.
Yeah, you're right. I enjoyed it thoroughly, and for this first time in a long time as a Lions fan that I actually got to just relax knowing we're going to win and just watch it unfold. It was just amazing. What the most impressive thing so far overall is how they navigate all these injuries. We got like it's like
now Mosley is out
squad.
Now too. Yeah,
yeah, Mosley gone for the year. Only two plays. Now he's got an ACL on the right. You know, after he just got over to the left. You know, I hope he gets back and we get him back next year maybe. But it ain't gonna be this year. I think we might go and get Satan the second from Denver.
Well,
they are
selling away. Well, Randy Gregory is one thing. What you decide to give up for Patrick Surtain Jr., that ain't going to be no Randy Gregory-esque trade. And I don't know if they're going to be willing to pay that much of a price. He's worth like a first rounder, man. He ain't no joke.
Yeah. Yeah, he's worked it, but he's only 23, and he's really got ball skills. He's 6'2", he's got size. It's perfect for Detroit. And we can afford to give up one for a push, possibly for a deep run, maybe. You know,
you talk about ball skills. We're going to find out how much balls the Lions got if they want to go ahead and make that trade, man. That would be bold. But you know what? For a team that is led by Dan Campbell as their head coach and someone who hasn't met a fourth down that he doesn't like, and now he's throwing out more of the trick plays, they just might do it, Charles. Enjoy the ride, okay? Lions fans deserve it.
You're right. Did you see what Shanahan did last night? he used the same play that Ben Johnson did. It was the third catch for Kettle.
Bleacher Report or CBS, they decided to match him up. But, we know the Niners' dynamic offense and the Lions not as dynamic, but they're not afraid to switch things up from time to time. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
All right, have a good night. Yeah, it's crazy to think about. Let's think about for we can go back a calendar year. Ain't nobody was talking about the Lions. Like, they stunk. They were garbage. They had to climb out of the toilet and go on a winning streak to even be relevant, to even smell the postseason. And now it looks like the team actually has some legs. I remember when Jared Goff was traded out to the Lions, it was just like sayonara to his career. He might have a little bit more headwind or left, I should say, than Matthew Stafford. It was like, oh, well, that's the end of him. And we know Matthew Stafford ended up winning the Super Bowl. I'm not predicting that for the Lions, but Goff is seemingly in a better situation right now. And that sounds crazy to say. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. As I stare at one of the screens here in the studio, I told you about the Diamondbacks beating the Dodgers tonight 4-2. Thursday night football, Magic Johnson was in attendance when the Commanders lost. Magic Johnson was in attendance tonight watching the Dodgers. He looked equally as miserable. Poor Magic Johnson. Well, he's a winner. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Shep, he's going to come back now. I called him miserable. He's still going to come back one day, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, why not? I'm just telling the truth.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
A long-time listener, but first-time caller. I just want to say I love your show because you keep it real. You're all about the people, from what I can tell. I mean, you're as real as it gets.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, man, absolutely. It's because I am a people. Yeah, terrible English, but I am a people. I am a person. I'm a man of the people. Ain't no big man on mountain here. I just mind my business, watch sports like you, and I'm just fortunate enough to sit here and talk about it. I am a people. Let's talk to the people. 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people here before I roll out. Folks been waiting patiently to get on the air. Let's do that. Amy Lawrence is going to come through at the top of the hour to take you the rest of the way. Let's go ahead. Hey, we had a caller from Toronto. People are crapping on our callers from Toronto tonight. Let's talk to Rick. He's from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rick?
Thank you for taking my call. I deeply apologize to the Federal Communication Commission, the FCC, and for Quebecers, Canadians, Indigenous people, and Visible Memories, the CRTC, the Canadian Radio Television Telecommunications Commission. I do apologize for that person.
Wait. You are the first human being that ever apologized to the FCC and not have to pay a fine. Are you going to write a check to the FCC?
I'm in another country. How am I going to do that?
Yeah, you could write a check. You could write a check to me. I'm in another country. What's the difference?
So, JR, I know you know this. Rick, you probably know this.
What?
When people say those words, there are usually 10 people that hear them.
Oh.
JR, myself, and then the callers. We have a dump button. So people listening live, with the exception of those on the phone lines, never hear those disgraceful words uttered by that clown from Toronto.
I understand that. It's like the television code and everything like that.
Yeah. Well, are you going to write me a check, though? That's the bigger question.
I have no comment on that. Okay, can I make my comment first before I leave?
Yeah. You wanted to talk about the FCC. What do you got to say about sports? What's up?
Okay, first of all, Jerry Jones, I know you said in the past that he doesn't care, but I was very happy to see that he lost at Levi Stadium in Santa Clara.
I never said he doesn't care. What are you talking
about? Because of player safety. Secondly, I heard that tonight's game, Monday Night Football, was between Green Bay and Las Vegas. I found out that Allegiant Stadium, they play on grass field, but UNLV plays on artificial turf. Mark Davis, that's a hypocrisy there. Thirdly, Dick Butkus. One of the people in the history of on the CTE issue was Chuck Barnett-Narek, because he played both ways. I don't know anything about that. Is there anything that Boston University is doing that now? Because I haven't seen anything recently. Is there not, first of all?
No, I don't know. I'm not up on that, no.
Okay. Finally, my final question, hypothetically. A person calls you recently, and what happened was NFL
Hold on a second, Rick. Shep, do you know what he's talking about? I feel like he's told me 8 things at one time.
First of all, I don't remember you ever uttering that Jerry Jones doesn't care. That's the starters.
Yeah,
Dick Butkus, I know you talked about him last week many times. Number 3, in terms of CTE with Chuck Barnett, that's got to be the first time in the history of your show that someone brought up Chuck Barnett, by the way.
Yeah, ever.
Right.
Ever.
We know who that is. He's one of the hardest hitters in the history of football. He passed away, I think, 2015. But I don't know what that has to do with anything going on in sports now, Rick.
But he said he had a question for me now.
Another one?
That's what he said.
He's already had four. I love Rick from Toronto. I love Rick, but
you gotta hit us with
question.
One thing.
Yeah,
he's listening to us right now. Hold on, let's hurry up.
We do love Rick.
Rick, just the question. Just the question, not a preface.
Okay, but here's
just
the question. Okay, NFL player. A person said the following. He has a roofing. He doesn't care about roofing. He's an industry where he's there's a lot of consumer fraud in it, and he basically let's see what the other part was.
Well, Rick, just tell me. Are you asking me a question? This is a quiz. Like, who's the guy? No. What are you talking about?
Oh, this guy basically was in the trade.
Who is it?
What?
Who is it?
I think his name was Sean from Michigan. He basically didn't care if anybody got hurt. That person.
Is this a fan? Is this a question about a fan or a football player?
Well, you questioned him recently, and he didn't care about player safety. He cared about himself. His injuries in the workplace, his workplace injury.
Yes, I remember.
So
what about him? That was from last. Yeah, that was from like last week. Was that even here? Was that on New York radio? Oh, my God. Rick, call back tomorrow.
Toronto's had better nights.
Call back later this week. Hey, Shep, I'm not even – maybe – I don't know if I had that call here on Friday night or if I talked about that in New York on Saturday. I have no idea.
You do a lot of shows.
There was a guy who was upset about roofing, and he's saying the athletes, you know, why am I sad about the ad? I feel like I had that conversation on Saturday. I don't know. He's calling me. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. What am I saying? Danny's calling from Chicago. Hopefully this is a more succinct. It has to be. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Danny. What's up?
Hey, JR. Hope everything's going good.
It is.
I love your show.
Thanks.
As funny as times, I'm actually calling about the Packers because I actually am a Packers fan, even though I'm coming from Chicago. But after this frustrating loss and Jordan Love throwing three picks, I wanted to hear your thoughts on moving forward and going into the bye, what you think about the Packers moving forward.
What do you mean? Moving forward as in this season or?
Yeah, moving forward as in this season. I'm saying coming through a rough game, going to Las Vegas and having Jordan Love throw three picks and making a rookie mistake and just like throwing that deep ball, like there was no reason for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he technically might as well still be a rookie. I mean, yeah, he's been sitting behind Aaron Rodgers, but he's getting a chance to play. This entire season for the Green Bay Packers, I expected nothing. If they're going to finish anywhere at least just close to 500, which they're pretty much riding the line for it right now, you got to take it for what it is. The most important thing for this season is the development of Jordan Love. Everybody's built different. C.J. Stroud is running around, and he's like, oh, my God, no interceptions for nobody. He looks great. Bryce Young is trying to stay healthy. Anthony Richardson is trying to stay healthy. Zach Wilson is trying to deliver the football down the field. Justin Fields looks like crap to begin the season, and now he looks like another human in the last two games. Like, there's no exact science when it comes to young QBs. But we've seen good from Jordan Love. We've seen bad, and it's about
that's
being
right.
consistent. So if I were you, I would throw out the results from the entire season and just look and hope that he can continue to progress. And I'd leave it there, man.
I hear.
Right, thank you, Danny.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking my call.
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, he's in Chicago. I guess he's a Packers fan. It's the Bears aren't good enough. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, good evening. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. What's up?
Nothing. Listen, Raiders and the Packers. The Raiders didn't win that game. The Packers lost that game, okay? And Davante Adams had a catch in like 16 seasons. I don't know what's going on over there. The Raiders haven't been right.
Well, he's having some shoulder issues.
Oh, okay. Well, that notwithstanding, I mean, they haven't been right since like Stabler or Plunkett or something, or maybe Gannon, I don't know. But I don't think the Packers need to worry. I think I like Jordan Love. He is the coolest, calmest guy I've ever seen in a long time, man. He does not seem to get rattled at all. And I think that's going to help even. The Packers just need to hang on because when you can go down the list. When you lose somebody, the stature of Aaron Rodgers, I mean, look at, you know, New England, you know, and Tampa, Tom Brady, you know, my fellow New Orleanian, Peyton Manning, he's a home wrecker. He did it to, you know, Broncos and the Colts. When you lose somebody like that, you see that thing, that ground coming at you, and you're gonna, you know, you're going to hit it face first, and you know it's going to hurt, but you don't know how bad it's going to hurt until it actually happens. And that's what's happening with these teams right now. And, you know, I think the Packers are going to be fine, to be honest with you. You know,
yeah, not this season, but we got to find that out sooner than later. Depends on Love. Ralph from Miami, you got to go quick, Ralph. Real quick, go ahead.
Great, thank you very much for having me on the last call, JR. So I want to say, I was going to talk about the Patriots, but I'm going to go straight to the Dolphins. I like the way the Dolphins is playing, but my biggest fear this year is their penalties and the interception that Tua have. What do you basically think about mostly the offense with the penalties that they've been getting so far? There's most, not even the offense only, but the whole team, actually.
Well, I mean,
the defense is getting a lot of penalties.
Well, that comes to bite you later on in the season, in the big games. I mean, right now, it ain't no massive worry because they're lighting squads up. But when you start taking on the Ravens of the world and the Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, that's the type of stuff that'll kill you on a game-winning drive, a drive you're trying to extend. Of course, penalties ain't nobody's friend. You can ask the Raiders about that historically.
And one last thing, Jerry, I think Bill Belichick is a great coach. I think the problem is he just needs to restart his offense. His offense is horrible, and Mac Jones is not going to be able to do anything with the kind of offense that he has right now.
Yeah.
Offensive line that he has right now.
Nah, I agree with you, Ralph, and thank you for calling from Miami. It really boils down to he's the dude picking him. That's him. He's the one doing it. And that's where Bill Belichick has failed. It's not the coaching, if you ask me. It's the talent. It's who he's brought in. It's what they're doing. It's his decisions. Who's running the offense. And that he's failed in over the past few years. And now he's having to pay for it. Do I think he's going to get the boot? No. Is there a mutual understanding coming down the line at some point? Depends on how bad they look the rest of the year. I've got to be honest. I wouldn't be shocked if this was Belichick's last year. We got more football left. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard and everybody listening all over North America. Don't move here on CBS Sports Radio. Amy Lawrence, she is coming up next. She's awesome.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus doorbusters. Get up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.